السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما هذه الحياة الدنيا إلا لهو ولعب وإن الدار الآخرة لهي الحيوان لو كانوا يعلمون تعالى لا تمدن عينيك إلى ما متعنا به أزواجا منهم زهرة الحياة الدنيا لنفتنهم فيه ورزق ربك خير وأبقى صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فوالله لا الفقر أخشى عليكم ولكن أخشى عليكم أن تبسط عليكم الدنيا كما بسطت على من كان قبلكم فتنافسوها كما تنافسوها فتهلككم كما أهلكتهم وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إذا دخل أهل الجنة الجنة ينادي منادي إن لكم أن تصحوا فلا تسقموا أبدا وإن لكم أن تحيوا فلا تموتوا أبدا وإن لكم أن تشبوا فلا تهرموا أبدا وإن لكم أن تنعموا فلا تبأسوا أبدا وذلك قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وذلك قوله تعالى ونودوا أن تلكم الجنة أورثتموها بما كنتم تعملون أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام الحمد لله respected elders and friends all praises due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone who has given us the greatest ni'mah that anyone can ever possess on the surface of this earth, and that is the ni'mah of Iman. It is mentioned in a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يُؤْتَى بِأَنْعَمِ أَهْلِ الدُّنْيَا مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ That the person who had the most luxurious, most comfortable life in this world, but he was deprived of Iman, so he is a Jahannami. This person will be brought forward on the day of Qiyamah in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَيُصْبَغُ فِي النَّارِ صِبْغًا Then this person will be dipped for a moment into Jahannam. The person who had the most comfortable life in this world, but he had no Iman. He will be dipped for one moment into Jahannam and removed. Thereafter he will be asked, هَلْ مَرَّ بِكَ نَعِيمٌ قَطْ هَلْ رَأَيْتَ خَيْرًا قَطُّ Did you enjoy any comforts of this world? Did you see any goodness in this world? He will say, no. I don't know what is comforts. One dip into Jahannam, you will forget all the luxuries and comforts of this world. On the other hand, the person who had the most difficult life in this world, but this person had Iman, this person will be brought forward on the day of Qiyamah. And this person, فَيُصْبَغُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ صُبْغًا He will be dipped for a moment into Jannah. Person who had the most difficult life in this world. But he had Iman. He will be dipped into Jannah for one moment and he will be removed. And he will be asked, هَلْ مَرَّ بِكَ بُؤْسٌ قَطْ هَلْ رَأَيْتَ شَرًّا قَطْ Did you face any difficulty in this world? Did you go through any tough times, any hard times in this world? He will say no. He will say, no, I don't know what is difficulty. One dip into Jannah and all the difficulties of this world will be forgotten. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a great ni'mat, the ni'mat of Iman. رُبَمَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ كَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ Allah says on the day of Qiyamah, those who are deprived of Iman, the disbelievers, they will have this wish and desire that we wish we recited the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. So respected elders and friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us in this world to make a preparation for the life of the Akhirah. The life of this world is not a real life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهُ وَلَعِبُ. This worldly life, Allah says, is only amusement and play. وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah says that the abode of the Akhirah, the abode of the Akhirah, that is the actual life. That is the real life, that is the eternal life. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. If only the people understood. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba, Allah ta'ala says, this is a hadith of Qudsi, that there are some of my servants that I give them a lot of dunya. وَذَلِكَ أَبْعَدُ لَهُ مِنِّي. That this dunya that I'm giving this banda of mine, he does not realize that this dunya is a means of him being dis'ala. On the other hand, there are some of my servants, قَتَرْتُ عَلَيْهِ الدُّنْيَا, that I will restrict this dunya from him. I will hold back the dunya from this person. And this will become وَذَلِكَ أَقْرَبُ لَهُ مِنِّي. And this will become a means of the servant becoming close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the ayat of the Holy Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَيَحْسَبُ بِهِ مِنْ مَالٍ وَبَنِينَ نُسَارِعُ لَهُمْ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ بَلْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. That do the people think that we are giving them a lot of wealth, a lot of children, that we are giving them a lot of goodness, بَلْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Allah says, no, in reality they haven't realized that all this wealth, the children, the luxuries of this world, this is a fitna and a test for them. This is a fitna and a test for them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would make this dua, Allahumma ja'al rizqa ali Muhammadin quta. That, O Allah, make the provisions of the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam quta. Quta means baqadri kafaf. Just enough, sufficient. Not less, not more. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba, مَنْ يَأْخُذْ عَنِّي هَؤُلَاءِ الْكَلِمَاتِ فَيَعْمَلَ بِهِنَّ أَوْ يُعَلِّمْ مَنْ يَعْمَلَ بِهِنَّ. That who will memorize from me or will learn from me these few words, few sentences, and they will practice upon them or will teach others who will practice upon them. So Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, narrator of 5,374 hadith, he said, O Nabi of Allah, Ana, I will learn those words. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, اتَّقِ الْمَحَارِمْ تَكُنْ أَعْبَدَ النَّاسِ. That stay away from those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared as haram, you will become the most pious and you will become the person who worships Allah the most. You will become the greatest abid. Those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared as haram. Thereafter he said, وَرْضَ بِمَا قَسَبَ اللَّهُ لَكْ تَكُنْ أَغْنَ النَّاسِ. Be content, be pleased with that portion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for you. You will become the most wealthiest of people. وَأَحْسِنْ إِلَى جَارِكَ تَكُنْ مُؤْمِنًا. And be kind to your neighbor, you will be a true mu'min. وَأَحِبَّ لِلنَّاسِ مَا تُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِكَ تَكُنْ مُسْلِمًا. And love for others what you love for yourself, you will become a true Muslim. وَلَا تُكْثِرِ الضِّحْكِ فَإِنَّ كَثْرَةَ الضِّحْكِ تُمِيتُ الْقَلْبِ. And do not laugh excessively. Do not laugh excessively. Because excessive laughter creates his heart, causes his heart to die. It is mentioned Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, he told the people, he says, Ajaban lakum. He says, how strange is your matter, how surprising is your affair. Ta'amaloon lid-dunya wa antum turzaqoon fiha bighayri amal. That you are working so much, you are tiring yourself behind this dunya, whereas You will be given rizq from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any effort. Whatever Allah has decreed for you, you will get it. وَلَا تَعْمَلُونَ لِلْآخِرَةِ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُرْزَقُونَ فِيهَا بِغَيْرِ عَمَلٍ. Yet you are not doing any actions. You are not making any preparations for, and the akhirah is such that without any actions, without any preparations, you will get nothing in the akhirah. You will get nothing in the akhirah. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الْآخِرَةِ نَزِدْ لَهُ فِي حَرْثِهِ وَمَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيبٍ. Allah Ta'ala says that person who wishes the harvest of the akhirah, we will increase for him in his harvest. And that person who wants the harvest of this dunya, then we will give him a lot of dunya. But وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيبٍ. That this person will not have any share, any portion for him in the akhirah. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Sahaba that if you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving a person a lot of dunya, despite the fact that this person is disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِنَّمَا هُوَ istidraj, then understand that this is istidraj from the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving that person rope. And thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the ayah of the Holy Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. When the people forget what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded them to do, advised them what they were advised to do, when they forget all of that, then Allah ta'ala says, now, as a punishment, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ, we open up for them all avenues of this dunya. حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا. Now when they are happy and enjoying the comforts of this world, whilst disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala says, أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. Suddenly, we take them to task. Suddenly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment comes forward. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. And confused. And what happened? An example is given. We heard from our ustad that like how when a person goes fishing, and he casts the rod into the water and he puts a bait. Now after some time he waits there for the fish to bite. And when the fish bites, sometimes the fish is pulling this person. He's pulling. He got that bait, but now he's pulling. Now if this person has to pull, the fish will, he'll lose the fish. So what this person does is he gives line. He gives line to that fish. The fish is caught. Now this person is giving line. And he's tiring the fish. The fish is swimming all over. He thinks, I got my lovely food. Swimming all over, but the line is loose, so he can't feel that he's caught. Similar is the example of those who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah gives them a lot of dunya. This is called istidraj. They are enjoying the bounties of this dunya. They are enjoying the comforts of this dunya. Not realizing that this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and rather it is a punishment. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَ. Allah says, suddenly we take them to task. Like how that fisherman, after some time, suddenly he reels that fish in. Now that fish is confused. What happened? Where's all the comforts? Where's all the luxuries? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was rahmatul lil alameen. His heart was full of compassion. His heart was full of mercy towards his ummah and towards mankind. But yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ta'isa abdu dinar wa abdu dirham wa abdu khamisa. إِنْ أُعْطِيَ رَضِيَ وَإِنْ لَمْ يُعْطَى لَمْ يَرْضَى وَفِي رِوَايَ وَإِنْ لَمْ يُعْطَى سَخِطَى. That person who makes himself the slave of the dinar and dirham. In our times, the slave of the rand and dollar. That person who makes himself the slave of the dinar and the dirham. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a baddu'a and cursed that person. That may such a person be cursed, may he be destroyed. إِنْ أُعْطِيَ رَضِيَ. If that person is given dunya, he is very happy. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't give him dunya, sakhita. He is not happy. He is not happy with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Under the ayat of the Holy Quran, وَلَوْ بَسَطَ اللَّهُ الرِّزْقَ لِعِبَادِهِ لَبَغَوْ فِي الْأَرْضُ وَلَكِنْ يُنَزِّلُ بِقَدَرٍ مَّا يَشَاءُ. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if Allah has to open up rizq for His servants, if Allah has to open up, then they will transgress in this earth. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down sustenance بِقَدَرٍ مَّا يَشَاءُ, in accordance to how Allah feels appropriate. The Qudsi mentioned, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ مِنْ عِبَادِي مَنْ لَا يُسْلِحُ إِيمَانَهُ إِلَّا الْغِنَى وَلَوْ أَفْقَرْتُهُ لَأَفْسَدَهُ ذَلِكَ. That some of my servants are such that the only thing that will keep their iman intact is wealth. If I have to test them with poverty, poverty will take them away from my obedience. إِنَّ مِنْ عِبَادِي مَنْ لَا يُسْلِحُ إِيمَانَهُ إِلَّا الْفَقْرُ وَلَوْ أَغْنَيْتُهُ لَأَفْسَدَهُ ذَلِكَ. And some of my servants are such that only poverty will keep their iman intact. If I have to test them with wealth, this wealth will take them away from my obedience. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba, فَوَاللَّهِ مَا الْفَقْرَ أَخْشَى عَلَيْكُمْ. O my Sahaba, by the Qasam of Allah, I do not have any fear with regard to poverty for you. وَلَكِنْ أَخْشَى عَلَيْكُمْ أَن تُبْسَطَ عَلَيْكُمُ الدُّنْيَا كَمَا بُسِطَتْ عَلَى مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ. But O my Sahaba, I have this fear with regards to you, that Allah open up so much of dunya for you, like how dunya was opened up to the nations prior to you. فَتَنَافَسُوهَا كَمَا تَنَافَسُوهَا. And O my Sahaba, I have this worry and concern that you will start competing with one another and acquiring the wealth of this world. فَتُهْلِكَكُمْ كَمَا أَهْلَكَتْهُمْ. And O my Sahaba, my fear and my concern is that this dunya must not become a means of your destruction. This dunya must not become a means of your destruction as it was a means of the destruction of the nations prior to you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once traveling with his Sahaba. As he was traveling, مَرَّ بِجَدْيٍ أَسَكَّ مَيِّتٍ. He passed by a goat, a small goat, kid, and it was dead, a carrion, its ear was cut off, there was a stench coming out from there. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba, أَيُّكُمْ يُحِبُّ أَن يَكُونَ هَذَا لَهُ بِدِرْهَمٍ. That amongst you, who wants to buy this goat from me in exchange of one dirham? Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, مَا نُحِبُّ أَنَّهُ لَنَا بِشَيْءٍ. O Nabi of Allah, we're not prepared to pay anything for this, because it has no value. It is dead, it's a carrion, it's of no use. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَالدُّنْيَا أَهْوَنُ عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذَا عَلَيْكُمْ. By the qasam of Allah, most definitely, this dunya is more insignificant in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than is this carrion in your sight. Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was about to leave this world. Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to visit him. When he goes there, Salman radiallahu anhu is weeping. He asks him, مَا يُبْكِيكَ. That, O Salman, why are you weeping? تَلْقَى أَصْحَابَكَ وَتَرِدُ عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْحَوْضِ وَتُوفِيَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَهُوَ عَنْكَ رَاضٍ. That, O Salman, tomorrow you will meet your companions in Jannah. You will meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the Hawd al-Kawthar, and he will give you to drink from the Hawd al-Kawthar. And you are so fortunate that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world in a state that he was pleased with you. So he says that I am not afraid, I am not crying. مَا أَبْكِي جَزَعًا مِّنَ الْمَوْتِ وَلَا حِرْصًا مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا وَلَكِنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَهِدَ إِلَيْنَا فَقَالَ لِيَكُنْ بُلْغَةُ أَحَدِكُمْ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا كَزَادِ الرَّاكِبِ. He says, I am not crying out of fear of death, nor out of hope of living in this world. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized upon us and he said that, O my Sahaba, لِيَكُنْ بُلْغَةُ أَحَدِكُمْ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا كَزَادِ الرَّاكِبِ. Let it be such that your means of survival or the means that you will utilize of this world, let it be equivalent to that of the provisions of a person who is traveling. In other words, have so much of dunya like a musafir, like a person who is traveling on a journey. And he says, وَهَذِهِ الْأَصَاوِدْ حَوْلِي. And there's so much of dunya around me. Narrator says, what was around him? Idawatun wa jafnatun wa mathara. Three things. He was leaving this world, three things around him. He had one leather bag for water. He had a small bucket for washing his clothes. And a utensil for making wudu. These three things around him. But he was worried that he had too much of dunya. We'll end off with this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once resting on a chatai, on a straw mat. When he woke up, the straw mat had left a mark on his body, on his Mubarak body. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum said, Ya Rasulullah, لو أمرتنا أن نبسط لك ونعمل. That O Nabi of Allah, why didn't you give us the permission to place something comfortable for you underneath so there's no marks on your body? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَا لِي وَلِلدُّنْيَا. O my Sahaba, what relation do I have with this dunya? وَمَا أَنَا وَالدُّنْيَا إِلَّا كَرَاكِبٍ اسْتَضَلَّ تَحْتَ شَجَرَةٍ ثُمَّ رَاحَ وَتَرَكَهَا. My example and the example of this dunya is like a traveler who is on a long journey. And after some time he gets tired and he takes rest under the shade of a tree. That is his dunya. ثُمَّ رَاحَ وَتَرَكَهَا. When he wakes up after taking rest under the shade of this tree, he wakes up and he leaves the tree and he proceeds. Similar is our example with this dunya. Like how a person is traveling, like how when we are traveling Durban, Johannesburg, we stop at the garage, few minutes, that is our dunya. Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam told his son that, oh my son, prepare so much for this dunya for as long as you're going to live in this world. And make so much of preparation for the akhirah for as long as you are going to live in the akhirah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us in this world not to enjoy the comforts and to make a preparation for the life of this world. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us in this world to make a preparation for the akhirat. Each and every moment, each and every day, we should sit down, take out this time, make muraqabah, and think to ourselves that today, how much of preparation have I made for this dunya, and how much of preparation have I made for the akhirah? How much of preparation I have made for this worldly life that will come to an end, and how much of preparation have which will be forever and ever. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.